Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God.
Good evening and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show hosts Allie and Doc as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion and or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the host or Web Talk Radio agent shall be held liable for the content of programs, including any advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not in reliance upon the content of this Web Talk Radio program. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal, a piece of paper, and a pen so you can jot down notes as you take this journey with us this evening. Now, join me in a virtual applause as I welcome our show hosts, Allie and Doc. Allie, you are on air.
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of There Is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my regular co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward Porter, the founder of Elise Psychological Services and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders. It is always our pleasure to be your guides as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after recently being laid off and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. You can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you wish to contact us, you can still do that via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to follow us on Twitter. You will find me tweeting at AllieWard45. And you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. And on behalf of Doc and myself, we thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into the experience of being laid off. Now, before I get started with the show tonight, I want to take a brief moment to make a very important announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, Doc is in the building. Yes, you heard me right. Doc is back with us tonight, and I know that I speak for the entire There Is Life After Layoff radio team and Atlanta Life radio team when I say that we really miss you, Doc, and that we are glad that you are back on air with us tonight, and I certainly do look forward to picking up where we left off. So welcome back, Doc.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Allie. Thank you, Mel D, for the love. Yes, I am back. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited about our guest and our show topic tonight. It's one that's dear to my heart, and the guest is definitely dear to my heart. So I'm back.
Yay! So again, once again, welcome on behalf of
Thank
all
you.
Of us. And I'm excited, as you are, and ready for us to get started with our show. But, Doc, before we actually get started, I get to share some wonderful news with our listeners. I want to take a moment to say congratulations on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio and There Is Life After Layoff team to civil rights living legend Dr. C.T.
Yes.
Vivian on the recent announcement that he will be honored as one of the recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his contributions to America. Now, Dr. Vivian is being honored along with 15 others, including Oprah Winfrey. So he's in good company there. For those of you who have been tuning in to the There Is Life After Layoff radio show on a weekly basis, you'll recognize his name from our Fireside Chat episode number 8 when Doc and I were actually honored to have been given the opportunity to actually go into his home and sit down with him in the month of February during Black History Month. And if you missed that episode, you could still listen to it through the Atlanta Life Radio website. So we here at Atlanta Life Radio and There's Life After Layoff Radio say again, congratulations, Dr. Vivian. We applaud you and sincerely thank you for all of your courage and especially for standing up for equal rights over the years. It's well deserved.
Yes.
Now, as we keep it moving tonight, if you have happened to miss a particular show, as I just mentioned, you can catch up on all of those past episodes through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we have an automatic player box out there on the programming page. So all you have to do is simply click on the particular show that you want to listen to, and it will start playing for you automatically. And as always, I have made the announcement that we are still on iTunes, which is huge. And it's very convenient. Just go to iTunes, and you can search Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are available, and after tonight's live show, you will be able to upload it about an hour or maybe even sooner after it airs. And again, we thank you for continuing to tune into those past episodes. So now, we are really ready to get started with our show tonight, and it is an important one for many, many reasons. I know that if you've tuned in on a regular basis, you have heard Doc and I make reference to the importance of being able to maintain balance within all areas of our lives. And those areas, of course, include our spiritual, mental, and physical health, which I know, Doc, you will probably agree with me that this is oftentimes a lot easier said than done, right?
Exactly.
And as for me, finding this balance has really come at different stages throughout my life. Now, when I really started giving this some thought, I realized that though one of the key areas that has really been a constant throughout my entire life has been the athletic side, or I guess you could say the physical side of my life. And when I say that, that's because even as a young child, I can remember being labeled as what they, you know, used to say, quote unquote, a tomboy by my family, because I would always try to keep up with my older brother, who used to actually bet his friends that I could beat them running, which was hilarious. But at any rate, then as I became old enough, I participated in a lot of team sports such as cross-country, track. I even did kickboxing and karate. And in my mid to late 20s, I even competed as a competitive bodybuilder here in Atlanta. Now, today I do continue to run on a daily basis, which helps me to then maintain balance in other areas of my life because, number one, it helps me to relieve stress, and also I use that time to help me connect with my spiritual self and to work on my relationship with God. And I guess I have said all that to say that I have made that choice and to actually make live a more holistic or healthy life and take that holistic approach to living because of, you know, me being an athlete. So I made that choice. And also because at one point I really started to pay attention to the alternatives and realize that the side effects of most of the traditional Western medicine that's out here, it far outweighed the benefits. You know, if you listen to some of these commercials, you can hear all the side effects. And it's like, why would somebody want to take that? That's what I'm thinking. You know, you'll do better by not even taking it, right?
Right.
So that leads me to ask you, and then to turn it over to you, Doc, to introduce our special guest tonight, what were the reasons or circumstances that led you to actually pursue a holistic approach to medicine versus traditional Western medicine?
Right. And, Allie, you said it. It's amazing that we could be away from each other but still be on the same wavelength or the thought pattern, because that was one of the main things. I always had issues with traditional medicine. As you stated, if you listen to the commercials, you could have a headache, but the side effect would be a broken toe, a broken leg, a lost eyeball after you finish taking the medicine. So with that being said, to be honest, in 8 weeks, I knew that there had to be a better alternative, and I just didn't know what it was until several years ago. And as you know, I'm a researcher, so I tried to find the proper word for, and I came up with bosom, but I'm going to keep it real and say breast. I was having issues with my left breast. It had broken out, and I went into a natural food store, and one of the workers there, they gave me some alternatives to try, but mm-hmm. it didn't heal it, and it had gotten so bad, and it was around the summertime, and it had gotten so bad, I had no other choice against my better thought but to go to a doctor. So okay. I went to a doctor, and I remember waiting in the doctor's office, and literally as I was waiting, I looked up on the wall, and I saw a certificate, and it said, a license, and it said license to practice. And
then
the light bulb went off, and I said, that's all they do. They practice on people.
Wow.
But again, at the time, I didn't know of a better way, even though I felt like there was a better way. So with that being said, the doctor was saying that it was some allergic reaction probably to my detergent, and she prescribed me antibiotics. And as mm-hmm. I stated, I had always had innately a problem with traditional medicine, but again, at the time, I didn't have a better alternative. So okay. I proceeded to fill the prescription, and I took the antibiotic. And what happened? It healed me? No, not at all. It spread from my left to my right breast.
Wow.
And at that moment, I went back to the natural food store, and the lady said, you need to see a holistic doctor. And I told her I always wanted to, but I didn't know how to get in touch with one.
Right.
And at that moment, she referred me to our guest tonight, Dr. Shea. This was over 15 years ago, and I'm proud to say that Dr. Shea is still my doctor today. And so with that being said, I'm so excited, and I want to give her a lot of time. So I'm just going to take a quick moment to introduce her. Dr. Shea holds several degrees and certifications. She's world-renowned. I think Mel D said when Facebook blew up and lit up when they knew that Dr. Shea was going to be a guest of ours tonight. So many people love her, know her. And as soon as you enter her presence and in her home, you immediately feel healing. She's held a number of degrees, again, and certifications from institutions such as Trinity College of Natural Health, University of Sedona, Young Institute, Compton College, School of Universal Knowledge, and many, many more. And again, I'm going to give her an opportunity to give us a history on her background and how she got into holistic healing. But first, I would like to say happy belated Earth Day. She recently, 2 days ago, Sunday, on the 11th, celebrated her Earth Day. So, Dr. Shea, without further ado, welcome. And we are so, so, so excited to have you tonight.
Well, peace and love, everybody. I'm so excited that you want to hear what I have to say. You know, there's a lot of folks that people just say, well, Jesus, please be quiet. So for somebody to say something you have to say is interesting to them, it's quite a wonderful feeling. So thank you guys so much for all the love.
You're welcome. You're so
welcome.
And
Dr. Shea, I wish you a happy Earth Day. Can you share with our listeners what Earth Day is? And I'm pretty sure some may have heard of the term Earth Day and others may not. So can you share with our listeners what Earth Day actually is?
Well, I most certainly will if your listeners can handle it. you know what I'm saying? You can't handle the truth. Well, anyway. I tell people, first of all, I was not birthed. I'm not a commodity to be bought and sold on the open waters.
Wow.
I am a spiritual being. I was born. And so by not understanding the language that we speak, we unknowingly and unwittingly accompany or put ourselves in a position to play a part and a role in a drama that we're not even aware of.
That's good. That's good.
To be born is a spiritual divine experience. To be birthed means that you have different oils and secretions and that your body manufactures that can be harvested and sold. Need I say more? To be born. See, we act like we think we just popped out of here. We were grown just like your fruits and your vegetables. We came off a vine. So right. we were born from our umbilical cord is the vine that we were grown on. And mother's navel, she was connected on the tree of life and the vine of life to our ancestors. So when you understand that you are born, then you have a vision of being connected to everything, and you have to be a much more humane and compassionate person. The umbilical cord is the fluid channel of the primordial sound. It's the vine of life that was created for our passage into the mortal physical. And the navel is the remnant of the umbilical vine, and it has the symbolic seal of the life spiral. This was taught to me by one of my very dear runners, Dr. Kareem Ali, who shares some of his life experiences with me. So that's why, and that might be a little bit deep, but that's why I say I was earthed. Earth means you were born. You were earthed and born into to this world, to this three-dimensional, physical, spiritual world, not birth to be used and sold and bought as a commodity.
Okay, wow.
Awesome, awesome. And can you share with our listeners, you gave us a lot of knowledge, and I know, again, that just didn't just drop here. So can you share with our listeners about yourself and include a little bit about your background and your experiences?
Well, yeah, I got into this. I started out in this world on this journey, and I've always been one that wanted to do things for other people. That was just, you know, all born with certain tendencies.
Right.
And I was really a very sickly child. I always had something going on. I was always coming up with different illnesses. I was always in the doctor's office. And as I got older, I still continue to get sicker and sicker. And I was taking all the medicines, and it got to a point that, you know, you have to say, you know, this is really ridiculous.
Right.
You know, like, when does it get to the point that it's just ridiculous?
Right.
And you're taking all of these medicines, you're getting sicker and sicker. I'm like a zombie. I'm not able to respond properly to people when they speak to me because I'm on all these brain-dulling medications. And toxic and looking like a witch. My hands were like pitch like pine and wrinkled like a witch's hands. I was, and it was just to the point that you say, okay, now this doesn't make common sense.
Right.
And when I got to the point that I lost my sight and I had the brain tumor, I had fibromyalgia, I had Guillain-Barré, Epstein-Barr, I had chronic fatigue syndrome, I had the lupus, I had the high blood pressure, I had the bronchitis. Everything was just shutting down. And then when I lost my sight in my right eye, it's just like, okay, now, then they say they want to go into my head and do surgery. And it's like, wait a minute, you don't know my mother, my brother, my sister, my children. You know nobody that loves me. I don't know anything about you. If you want to go in my head, I don't think. And if I die, you still get paid.
Wow.
That sounds like a win-win situation to me.
Right.
So I opted out of that situation, and it just got to the point it became hysterically funny to me to hear them sitting there, had already planned the surgery, planned the date, had not discussed it with me. It was just like I was just a peg in a wheel in a machine, and they were just processing me through, and I just laughed so hard because it was absolutely hysterical.
Wow.
And I was playing a part. I was just like, and to wake up and to see the look on their faces because I questioned their, you mean you don't want this life-saving procedure?
No.
What did the man say? He said it's against my religion. He was a devout coward. Hey, I was a devout coward. I wasn't about to let them operate on my brain. It was
like,
at some point, enough is enough. So when you get to that point, you realize you got to save your own life.
Wow.
And that's the point that I got to. I realized I had to save my own life. And I start, like you, Doc, begin to do my own research. And when you open up the question, when you put the question out and ask God the question, the answer is right there with the question.
But
by saying that there was another way, there has to be a better way, the answer came to me, and people began to appear in my life that were the pathway to the new way.
Wow.
And one thing led to another thing, and the understanding and the overstanding and the understanding comes where you see that everything reproduces after its own kind. That's why they told them to put two of each kind on the boat.
Right.
So you understand that you get life from life and death from death. Devitalized foods all the time, processed foodstuffs, and expect to make living live tissues and cells and organs.
Oh, wow.
Come on, does that take a PhD to figure that out?
Right.
No, it does not take anything other than turning on the thinking cap. When you're trained, when you're on a program, you don't think outside of the program. When that computer, that program in the computer, it doesn't think about anything outside of that program. So you have to think beyond your circumstances, think beyond your situation in order to change them. And if you have an urging and an intuitive voice inside that's saying that there has to be a better way, then you know what? There has to be a better way.
Exactly.
Because according to Scripture, we have what we say. Our words do not return void.
Yes.
Well, that's what we send it out to do. So we train to look for all the negative things in life. We're so motivated by fear. I better do this because I'm afraid if I don't do this, this will happen. Well, I better do it this way because I don't want this to happen. We're so motivated by fear in our lives that we make ourselves sick because we're stressed from the love and the joy and the peace.
That's good. Beauty
that's on the planet because we're bombarded day in and day out. So because of that, I had a realization. I had a voice that said to me one day as I was on my healing journey, now you go and heal my people. And I was like, what?
Wow.
What am I mean? I mean, no, I sell advertising and TV and newspaper, and I am in the media. I'm good at what I do. I go back to school, quit my job. Are you kidding me? That's your comfort zone. I got something bigger and better for you. I have something greater. I want you to step outside of your limited thoughts and limited beliefs and let me show you. You say you love God? Well, let me show you what love looks like. This is what love looks like. What do you want, daughter? What do you want? How do you want your life to be? Now, I'm not telling you you're not going to have to jump over some hurdles. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to fall down and skin your knee. But I want you to know I'm going to put angels all along your path. So as you start realizing that God is working on your side.
Right.
He ain't plotting. Well, you need to have four more skinned knees before you can get to square the tree. No, baby, you ain't got beat upside the head. We're just have to get outside and really understand what the teachings are really all about. So I went back to school and began to study and found out that this was my gift and that taking care of people and helping people to live a better life and helping them understand that they're really powerful, beautiful, magical people and beings, and they're not victims, they're victors, and what was Jesus really talking about? You know, because don't be playing with me about that stuff. Don't be playing with me. If you better tell me you love God, you better be walking and talking like you got God in your life.
Don't play,
because that's where your power is. So that's my background. That's what brought me where I am. I've been trained by shamans, by 30th generation priests, and I've done lots of very unconventional type of training along with conventional training. I'm the kind of person that's out there doing the disciplines, doing the mind training, expanding myself, pushing myself beyond what the normal is, what they say I can do, what the limits put on me. I'm out there pushing myself beyond that to see what did thus saith the Lord, all those wonderful things that he said about me. I decided I'm going to be that in this existence. And it's just been a wonderful, beautiful, exciting, mystical, magical, amazing ride.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful journey that I'm on, and I'm sharing it with as many people as I can.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
I took a breath, y'all. I took a breath.
Real quickly,
I
wanted to ask real quickly before we get ready to wind down for our first break, can you share with our listeners what is a major difference between holistic medicine and traditional Western medicine?
Oh, well, that's the thing is with traditional medicine, you're dealing with the symptoms that people come on with, and you're just trying to alleviate the symptoms.
Mm.
In natural medicine, you're looking at the whole person. You're looking at their personality. You're looking at their life circumstances. You're looking at their body chemistry. You're looking at their feelings, their emotions. You're looking at everything that makes them who they are. And
mm-hmm.
that's what you're working with. So you're not just working with one part of the person. You're working with the whole entity because your health is everything about you. It's
right,
not just
good.
What you eat. It's what's eating you.
Oh,
that's good.
That's
you know,
beautiful
and
right
we
there.
We understand in holistic medicine that feelings buried alive never die. You know, there's a book called Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. We know that they resurface. Your emotions are going to be expressed, and your body is the solid mass that you express through. And my sister, who is a hypnotherapist, had expressed this so well to me. And we were talking about how your emotions push themselves down into your body. They're going to be expressed as body syndrome. So when you have symptoms that you're having in your body, you can look at your emotions and see how they're expressing themselves. I tell people, I can look at your symptoms, I can have a conversation with you, and I can tell you what you think about.
Wow. Ooh, that's interesting.
I can tell how they manifest your thoughts, manifest within your body.
That is great.
That's interesting. So I think right at this point, Doc, do we want to just go ahead and take a short little quick break and then come back and get into the real meat and potatoes of our conversation tonight?
I think that would be great, Allie.
Okay. So we will come back if you want to call in, and we will be taking callers at the end of the show. Please call in. You can reach us at 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio with Ali and Doc, and our special guest tonight, Dr. Shay. So please stay tuned.
If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
if you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. We want to take a moment to thank all of our listeners, all of our sponsors, and all of our partners and friends, because without you, this broadcast would not be possible. If you're interested in learning more about how you can become a sponsor or partner of There Is Life After Layoff, please contact our executive producer at mdavis@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Again, mdavis@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Now we're going to return back to our show with our special guest, Dr. Shay.
Okay, Allie? We are back, and if you are just joining us, welcome, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.AtlantaLifeRadio.com. And I'm your host, Allie, and Doc is back with us tonight. We encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and you can follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And on Twitter, you can find me tweeting at AllieWard45, and Atlanta Life Radio can be found tweeting at ALR Radio. So please follow us. And if you want to join tonight's conversation, as I mentioned, we will be taking callers at the end of the program this evening. Please call us at 347-324-5246 and press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. So, Doc, we're ready. So did you want to go ahead and address the question to our special guest tonight, Dr. Shea?
Yeah, absolutely. Dr. Shea, can you talk about or give us an example of a particular time when a patient used traditional medicines or doctors and they gave up on them, but then after engaging in holistic medicine, they became healed?
I could give you many, 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 but one of my favorites, I have a couple of favorites, but one of my old favorites, which is something that I can say was a lasting result, was about 8 years ago I had a friend refer a gentleman to me who had been given a certain amount of time to live. He had chronic lymphatic leukemia. And they said he was so far gone they weren't even going to treat him. And when they don't give you chemo or radiation, they think you're really gone.
Right.
When my best friend told him about me, he was like, oh, man, she can't help me. So he was like, I'm telling you. So he finally called me. And you know how it is, Doc, when you finally get a day off. You just don't want to talk to anybody. You don't, please don't. I don't want to be incompassionate, but please.
Right.
So this day, my best friend calls like, you got to do this favor for me. I got a friend. And when this guy came to see me, he was swollen. He had already had the biopsies. His lymphatic system was totally congested. His eyes were totally puffy. He was just horrible. He didn't know anything about natural health whatsoever. So I let him start coming to some of the classes because, you know, I teach and I'm matriculated a few courses in training people to be healers. I let him come in and taught him how to eat some different foods and put him on a protocol. And that's about 8 or 9 years ago. And he no longer has leukemia.
Oh, wow.
He has been totally without leukemia. Well, they don't let me say he was cured, but he don't have it no more. That's all I can tell you is that he don't have it anymore. And he's really doing well. I just had a recent one that's another one of my favorites. Gentleman came in, his brother sent for him to come here, and I almost didn't take this case because they kind of inked me, you know, that human part of me.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they didn't bring him here immediately the way I said, because they had already planned that this man was going to die, so he was going to say goodbye to everybody and then come in. And when he came here, they carried him in, and this was in early February. Mm. And when he came here, he was about 103 pounds.
Oh, wow.
And when I did his treatment on him and sent him back, he came back 6 weeks later, he was 159 pounds.
Mm.
From the time he walked out of my office, he never been sick again.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
His wife said and sent me a text. I was in Mexico. She said, I always believed in miracles, but now I've seen one. Because he wasn't talking. He was grunting.
Oh,
he only said like 3 words to me. She said the man was answering his own phone, his own emails from the time he walked out this door. People were bringing condolences, and she was telling them, go on, give it to him. He's sitting at the table. Take him on in there. They had came down from New York, you know.
Wow.
And people had seen him. His brother is just like, so they're talking about my miracle. It's not my miracle. It's God's miracle.
That's right.
Because I tell people, if you're willing, you know, only thing is the brother, he received the word. You
right.
know, and we get confused about what those things mean. We get caught up in the traditional sense of things that
that's
we've been
good.
Programmed to believe that that's what this means.
Mm-hmm.
But the word was with God was the vibration and the healing energy that was passed to us through our umbilical cord with that liquid and that primordial sound, which is that Om sound, which is the universal sound of God. That's that word was the vibration, was the tone, the atonement. The word was a sound and a vibration that was placed on the earth. So, anyway, when we can tap into that word and to the power of God and knowing who we are and whose we are, when they told me I had a brain tumor, And then I had to let them go in my head and operate and take it out, or I was going to be blind in both eyes and I could go home and say goodbye to my children, and I was going to die. I looked at those people and I said, with every knowing within me, you don't know who I am and whose I am. They told me to have an abortion to get rid of my son, that he was going to be born with a disease that was going to be institutionalized for the rest of his life. And that's so them, you don't know who I am or whose I am. And I said, there is no other alternative than to what your beliefs. Your beliefs override your biology.
That's
when
good.
You're faith, you're knowing. When the principles, when you understand the principles, like Jesus saying, if you say unto this mountain, be moved, cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, it shall be done. That's a principle. He don't care about you can say that about anything. You can say that about that cancer, they say. I tell people, I don't care what the doctor says. It don't matter what the doctor says. It only matters what you say.
Wow.
When you talk about vibrations in the sound, sight, et cetera, that's why I stated when I introduced you in the beginning, when I enter in your presence and in your home, I literally, there have been times that I've been so sick, but even just the entrance of a place of healing, a place of peace, I instantly started feeling better. So that is so true. And I'm a living testimony and evident that I can tell you that son that they asked you or told you to abort, I just saw him a couple of days ago, and he stands over 6 feet tall, very intelligent. So the story continues.
Wow. That is something.
I don't care what their reports tell me. It only matters what the client in front of me thinks and what the client says. If your belief, if your faith, and your knowing in what your body can do and how powerful you really, really are, if you knew that, you'd never fear anything. You'd never fear cancer. You'd never fear any type of disease, because you could know the way Jesus healed was his vibration was so high that he spiritualized any atmosphere he walked in. Everything around him was risen up to his vibratory frequency. And you understand that everything God created has a vibration and a frequency. The higher the vibration, the more spiritual, the more divine. The lower the vibration, the more fleshly, the more carnal. And disease is very low vibrational. So if you raise the vibratory frequency of the cells up so that they're vibrating on that higher frequency, disease can't exist in that environment. So you have certain things. Disease doesn't come and grab you and wrestle you to the ground. You have to have an environment within your body that is going to host disease. In the same token, you have to have an internal environment that's going to host a well-being, a state of feeling good about yourself and releasing those healthy chemicals that are life-promoting, rather than being angry and frustrated and fearful and releasing the chemicals that are going to be degenerative and to deter from your longevity. You know, every emotion has a chemical, that a biochemical equivalent to it, that you release in your body. And if you're having all these fearful chemicals or frustrations, or, you know, they don't like me, or I'm a victim chemicals in your body, they become the most predominant receptors in your body. So now your body doesn't have receptors for vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because it's become addicted to your emotion.
Oh, wow.
That is good.
And you know what, Doc? It keeps
you in a cycle.
Right. When you talked about the vibration, that put me in the mind of the story when the woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment and felt the vibration.
That's right.
That made me think about that story.
That's right. He said he could feel the energy going out from him.
Yes.
Talk about energy, people get all spooked. Oh, no. They go from around there. Them people doing some freaky stuff. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to heal one another. They say by Jesus' stripes we were healed. So if we healed, we got to still be healed. If Jesus is saying yesterday, today, and tomorrow, make up your mind.
That's good.
Do you believe or do you not believe? If you believe, let's walk into the belief. It's not about playing around with this.
That's right.
It's serious. Jesus said, I came so you may have life and have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about everything that's going to lead to the abundant life, because that's what I'm going to do. My determination is to constantly not allow anything outside of myself to dictate how I feel in the moment.
Wow.
Because I have to be powerful enough. If outside circumstances dictate my feelings and emotions, I'm always going to be a slave to something.
Ooh,
and
that's good.
I'm not. The scripture says, do ye not know that ye are God's? I didn't say that. Don't get mad at me. Don't throw stones at me. The person that everybody's probably yelling, Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Lord, that's who said that. Don't get mad at me. I'm just going by what thus saith the Lord. If you know, we're ministers of the word, not of the interpretation of the word.
That's
so
good.
Let me see what is thus saith the Lord. Oh, he said that all good things about me. He never said anything bad about me. Oh, well, then let me see. How about I see that?
Mm.
Just
wow.
as much as we have belief and faith in sickness and disease,
mm-hmm.
we can also have that same level of faith in
healing,
healthy,
mm-hmm.
and being able to
That's
heal
good.
And regenerate.
Right.
If you have the faith of a mustard seed,
mm-hmm.
I can't stand seeing these churches packed full of people from as sickness from the door to the pulpit and all of that power within those walls just being usurped by the enemy to break things down and further
yeah.
degenerate everything. We are right. too powerful. We're lazy and retarded in our spiritual life.
Yes.
And don't get mad at me because I'm telling the truth.
Wait, you know what? I'm glad you went there because I wrote this to say it later, but you are touching and going deeper into what society from infancy had started. You talked about the programming. You talked about the computer being programmed, and even as humans, and it's happening day after day, the things that we look at on TV, our public school systems, our organized religion, all of it is purposely trying to take us from our God-centered self, those innate abilities, those innate feelings that we know. When I said in the beginning, there was an innate feeling within me that knew that there had to be something better. But
mm-hmm.
the more we are programmed into saying, no, you have to believe in what man is telling you, you got to do. You have to have chemotherapy. You have to have
the herb shall
medicine.
Be for the healing of the nation.
Exactly, exactly. So
the
I
herb
think
shall
it,
be that we either believe it or we don't. I'm sorry to mean
exactly.
cut you off.
No, I was going to say it has to be a mind shift, a shift back into our original mind and not the mind that this world is trying to give us. So,
exactly. You know what, Doc, I really – can you address with Dr. S the issue about the thyroid? I wanted to really talk about that.
Oh,
right.
My goodness. I think that's a wonderful topic that you brought that up because, you know – from the research, is showing that 95% of the population is iodine deficient. And we're under the misconception that there's iodine in the salt, and that's all we need. Well, the iodine in the salt is chemicalized. It's been cooked. It's not an organic iodine. And it's only the recommended daily allowance that was needed to prevent goiter. That doesn't mean that that was all that we needed to be healthy. And when you don't have iodine in your body to regulate your thyroid is one of the master glands. And it regulates all the other glands and hormones in your body. So when your thyroid is not regulated properly, nothing's working right. And it gives you something we call stinking thinking. Woe
That's
is me.
Good.
You feel really down and lethargic and unmotivated, and why is this happening to me? And you feel really weepy, and it makes your hair break off.
That's
it gives
good.
You heart palpitations. It is a very, and it causes you to gain weight or to lose weight. It can have multiple effects on your body. But what it also does when you're iodine deficient, it's directly a cause of breast cancer and prostate cancer and fibrocystic breast tissue, because iodine is a it's one of the halides, but it causes this cell, your cells are so intelligent that when they can no longer be repaired, they commit suicide.
Mm.
And this is a process called apoptosis. And when without the iodine, then the cell cannot go through that process, and that is what a cancer cell is, a cell that will not, cannot kill itself, will not die.
Oh, wow.
Regardless of whether or not it is. And with the onset or the knowledge that between 1955 and 1963 that there was a report on the CDC website that said that many of the vaccinations that were contaminated with the SV40 virus that was a cancer-causing virus, that many people, millions of people were given that virus, that vaccination during that time, and that they're doing the testing on the cancer tissue and finding the SV40 virus in all types of cancer tissue, and that every animal that was ever injected with the SV40 developed cancer. We have to understand where we live, and I'm not telling people to get up and to throw out war, because you can't do that. You have to get your mind straight. You have to get your spirit together. You have to be able to know it's not a smart thing to go grab the bull by the horns. That's a dumb thing to do.
Right.
They teach you to do that. Is that we have to prepare mentally for things, that we can call things that are not as though they are.
That's good.
Calling things that are not as though they are.
Absolutely.
We have the power to make changes on this planet.
That's good.
And we are play-playing. So what I'm saying is to be aware and to do it on an internal basis, changes on an internal basis to become who you, the fulfillment of everything you came here to be. And that's like a beautiful, beautiful thing. Everyone has a light. Everyone has a gift. Everybody has an ability to change their circumstances in the moment, in the instant that you can change your mind. But most of us have not redefined ourselves to ourselves since we were 15 or 16 years old.
Oh,
and we're not the same people. It's time to redefine ourselves to ourselves. Who are we today? Look at how powerful we really are, all the things that we've actually overcome.
That's good.
Wow.
Dr. Shea, when you talk about organic iodine, is that different? Because I've told or mentioned organic, the importance of organic iodine for a number of reasons. And I know you educated me and was telling me, and I've done my own research about chemtrails and just the chemicals and the radiation that they're releasing on a daily basis, and how the organic iodine is so important to even offset that. But when I've mentioned it, a number of people have told me where I'm allergic to iodine. Is organic iodine different from the iodine that, I guess, with the shots at the doctor office?
Well,
that people
absolutely,
say,
absolutely.
Okay.
Organic, if you're allergic to organic iodine, you're probably allergic to life itself, because it's one of the minerals that's in the ocean. The amniotic fluid is almost exactly the same mineral constituency as the ocean water. And so everything, I'm not going to get that deep. I'm not even going to go through the recapitulation.
See, we're going to have to have you back because I want you to get deep. This will be the introduction, but we'll have you back because I think it's important to get deep to free people, but okay.
Is necessary for immune function.
Okay.
If people find it, I'm telling you, most people are iodine deficient, and I get more gifts and more thank yous and more responses from people who get the iodine than anything else that I do. The issue is there's not much good iodine out there. So that's why I had to make my own for my clients, because I only found one place that made a good iodine. Everything I found in the health food store was junk. So I've got to make sure that I know what my clients are getting. So I provide them with a iodine that I've been using. And listen, the husbands serve it to their wives on a silver platter, believe me. And bow down. I mean, seriously, it's just that important.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the marriages, too.
Wow, wow. Mm. Do we want to take a short break, and then if we have a caller, you know, we want to try to get a caller in. So, Mel D, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to see if we have any callers. And please stay tuned. You're listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio with Ali and Doc, and our special guest tonight, Dr. Shea.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio. There is Life After Layoff. Do you have a layoff story? Would you like to appear on our show? Well, we would like to hear from you. Please go to our Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com and click onto our contact page and send us a brief summary of your layoff story. We will be booking guests for our September, October, and November shows. Now, we are having a powerful, powerful conversation with our guest, Dr. Shea. So without further ado, we're going to go back to our show. Allie?
All right, we are back. And you know what? I am mad we only have an hour. I am so mad.
And Allie, let me mention that right now our board is lit up with listeners, and that's a great thing. No one has hit one to come on air, so I would just encourage you all to continue the conversation. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay, Doc, where did you want to go with the questions tonight?
I definitely, and if this is just one that is touched on, and when we invite her back, hint, hint, when we invite her back, hint, hint, when she comes back, we can go deeper. But Dr. Shea, can you educate our listeners about the pharmacology and the meaning of the word and where it derived from?
Well, yes, I can tell you what my research has given me. You know, I'm one of the people that really take to heart the passage that says, study to show yourself approved, a workman not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, which tells me the word of truth could be wrongly divided.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of wrong division going on. That's just my opinion, you know, but you know, the power that's being released in people's lives. So can you remind me of what the original question is before I get off on a tangent? What was the whole question?
The word pharmacology, where we get pharmaceutical. Mm-hmm.
It comes from, in Revelations 18:23, it says, for by sorcery were all nations deceived. And the root word of sorcery, if you trace the etymology of that word back, it leads you to a word called pharmakia.
Mm-hmm.
And pharmakia is directly related to the word pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So in scripture, it's saying that it's sorcery on your body, that is actually tricking your body. It's not really doing a healing work. It's just masking the symptoms. So say if I test a person using kinesiology, yes, energy, go somewhere out in the jungle and plug in one of those electrical machines, if you would, and see how your tests come out. So, so you do the test with the blood pressure. If you're looking at the blood pressure and you test the person's blood pressure and they're on blood pressure medication, they're going to test that their blood pressure is correct. But if you speak to the higher consciousness of that person and test them again, they will be tested that their blood pressure is still high. So it shows that the pharmaceuticals mask the symptoms, but you're not having high blood pressure because you're deficient in high blood pressure medication.
Oh,
that's good.
There's reason why you have high blood pressure. So if you find out what's causing the high blood pressure, maybe the CO2 ratios in your blood are too high, and it's causing your blood vessels, your capillaries, to constrict, which is not allowing the right volume of blood to push through the veins and arteries. maybe your electrolytes are up really, really high and you have weakened veins and capillaries. So, I mean, there's lots of different reasons why. Maybe your blood is really, really dirty and thick like mud. And so as your heart has to pump harder and harder, push that thick mud through those thin little veins. Maybe these might be some of the reasons. Maybe it's not because you need some high blood pressure medicine.
That's good.
Wow, that is so good.
So why don't we try to stay in God's pharmacy? Because it says the herb shall be for the healing of the nation. And it says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
That is true. That is so true.
So we have to start using, I mean, and we go to church, why again? Remind me? To apply it to your life, to live a powerful, victorious life. That's what I was told.
Right, exactly.
That's what I plan to do.
Wow. And, Doc, you know, we're at the end of our show already. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
We're definitely going to have to invite you back, Dr. Shea, because I got lost in the conversation. I wasn't paying attention to what I was supposed to be doing because I was engrossed in what you were saying.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to say one thing before we go.
Sure.
And this is something that I've been really pushing with my people and with my seminars and my lectures. And, you know, you can go to my website, anaturalhealingaffair.com, to see where I'm going to be speaking. But what I tell people is I'm really trying to teach people to fly. Okay. I want people to learn to fly because it was the best thing that ever happened to me was to learn to fly. And I mean F-L-Y, first love yourself.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good. Thank you so much on behalf of Doc and I. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we definitely will have you back on because there's so many things that we really didn't get a chance to cover. But we invite you to be back with us on a future show. So thank you for joining us tonight, Dr. Shea.
And Dr. Shea, before you leave, can you give our listeners the best way to get in contact with you? Because I feel like after tonight, you're going to have a lot of people trying to get in contact with you.
Well, my email address is docshea, D-O-C-S-H-E-A, 01@AOL.com. That's docshea, D-O-C-S-H-E-A, 01@AOL.com. I think that is probably the best way. You can go to my website, which is anaturalhealingaffair.com, and you can get in touch with me through the website, or you can go on my Facebook, which is just Doc Shea, or A Natural Healing Affair, and, you know, check me out, see what I'm doing, see some of my videos, see where I'm going, and see what I'm talking about. I'm always talking about something. Something off the wall. But, you know, you can always find typical stuff, but we like to keep your ears open and your mind open. So I love you guys so much. I thank you for inviting me.
Love you.
We love you back. Thank you. And, Doc, thank you. You know, I'm so happy you're back on air with me tonight. Thank you. And we had a great welcome back Doc show tonight, I guess you might want to say. So
thank you.
So on behalf of myself, Ali, and my co-host, Doc, and our special guest tonight, Dr. Shea, and, of course, our engineer, Mel D, we thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And, yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you, and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. boy complaining. Just look at this, it's just training to be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself.
I have ever known it's come from you alone.